For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Well, God bless you today. Thank you for calling in to the Daily Inspiration. My name is Steve Clark, and we ended with those verses. That's out of Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. And we ended with those last time, and we saw that this is the will of God. This is how he wants his church to live. This is what the grace of God is trying to accomplish in your life, in my life as a believer. This is what he wants us to be like, that we would be looking for the blessed hope, the appearing of Jesus Christ, and that he would redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That's his desire. That we would, as it says there in verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. It's not for just for the time back 2,000 years ago or in the early church, but it's in this present world. It's the grace of God that brings salvation. And that's what God is desiring for each one of us in our lives. And that's what we've been looking at this week. For what manner of persons ought you to be, or ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for that, how does it say it there? That's what we started off with here. In this series, it says, looking for and hastening, that's what it is, unto the coming of the day of God. That's out of 2 Peter chapter 3. Let me just read that again since I kind of messed it up there. But it says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God. And then the other verse in the same chapter there, verse 14, that seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And that's what he's coming back for, is a church that is without spot and without wrinkle and spot or any such thing. So it says for us to be diligent that we may be found of him in peace. And then there's another exhortation here in verse 17 that we would, ye therefore, beloved, seeing that you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. So there is a possibility of falling if we're not diligent, if we're not looking for the coming of the day of the Lord, if we're not ready, and maybe we'll tomorrow will be our last day. I already have today planned, but maybe we will go and look at another parable. We looked at some parables, but maybe we'll look at another story that Jesus gives in the Bible. We'll look at that tomorrow. But here are some tests which we may prove whether our faith is real, whether our Christianity is genuine. So some tests to prove whether our faith is real, whether our Christianity is genuine. So here are a number of points. What place does our Christianity have in our inner man, in our heart? That's the question to ask. What place does it really hold there in my heart? Or in my inner man? What do I meditate on? when I have time to think. What is it that I'm thinking about? What are you thinking about? So what place does our Christianity have in my heart? What do we meditate on? What do we think about? When we wake up in the morning, what are our first thoughts? Is it the cares of this world? Our work? Is it food? Is it pleasures? Making more money? Or is it gratitude towards God? Is it thanking God for a new day, thanking God for a night that he's given us of rest? Sorry, I'm yawning. Maybe I need some more rest. Is it the blessings of our salvation? Is it the Word of God? What do we think about when we first, our first thoughts, getting up in the morning? If we have time to meditate, if we have time to think, what are we thinking about? What are we meditating on? Is Jesus Christ on the throne of our hearts? Do we daily make choices based on God's word and God's will? Well, we have a choice to make. Maybe it's to go to a certain place or to look at a certain thing, or maybe even a choice of eating our food, or just choices to make, whether we're going to turn that radio on and listen to that music or whatever. Are we making our choices based on God's word? Are we making our choices based on God's will for our lives? Are we being diligent about studying God's word and memorizing it and reading it? So what place does our Christianity have in our inner man? Number two, what is our view of sin? Do we see the sinfulness of sin? Do we hate it and abhor it? Do we hate what God hates and love what God loves? Do we see sin in the light of what it cost Jesus, going to the cross and dying for us, being tortured, being beaten and spit on and ridiculed? Do we see sin in the light of what it cost Jesus, leaving heaven, being separated from his Father, coming to this earth to die for you and for me? So what is our view of sin? Do we see that sin is responsible for all wars, all terrorist attacks, all evil in this world, all abortions, all fighting, all sickness, and even all death? Do we see that sin is responsible for these things? So what is our view of sin? The sinfulness of sin. Do we take it lightly? Do we think, oh, well, it's not that big a deal that I got angry. It's not really that big a deal that I told a lie. God will, it's not really all that important. So what is our view of sin? Number three. What are our thoughts about Jesus Christ? Like Paul, do we glory in Christ? Is he our friend, our Savior, our Redeemer? And without him, we would be without hope, without any hope, without him. What are our thoughts about Jesus Christ? Is he Lord? Lord means boss. It means master. Do we joyfully obey him? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So when somebody gets angry with us, do we get angry with them? Do we fight back? Do we hold a grudge? Do we raise our voice and get angry? Or do we make those daily choices that I'm not going to go that way? I'm not going to go down that road. I'm not going to say those words back. God help me. God deliver me from that. And we pray and ask the Lord to to help us. We don't fight back, or somebody cuts us off in the car or whatever, and maybe they think we're driving too slow, and they honk their horn and get in our, whatever, maybe say some things out the window or whatever. You know, what are we going to do? Are we going to react in a Christ-like way, or are we going to let that thing get inside of us? Is he the Lord? Is he the boss? Do we joyfully obey him? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do we abide in the doctrine of Christ and have both the Father and the Son? That's what it says in 2 John. It's the little chapter there. But it says that if we abide in the doctrine of Christ, we have both the Father and the Son. So that's number three. Number four, what kind of fruit does our Christianity produce in our hearts and in our lives? Is there joy? Is there love? Is there peace? Is it producing long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control? Is that the kind of fruit that our Christianity is producing in our hearts and in our lives? Does it produce repentance? We do something wrong, we repent. Does it produce humility? Is it producing truthfulness? Does it produce brotherly kindness and a love for the lost? Does your Christianity forgive others, or does it hold a grudge? What kind of fruit does our Christianity produce in our hearts and lives? Number five, is your time with the Lord a delight? Do you enjoy reading and studying God's Word? Is prayer a meaningful experience? Do you look forward to the assembling of yourselves with your church family? Do you like the songs of the kingdom? Do you find yourself humming and singing those songs? Do you put effort and joy into teaching and training your children in the ways of the Lord? Is your time with the Lord a delight? So that's number five. Is your time with the Lord a delight? Number six, are you concerned about the lost? Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. Do you have that same mission? Are you an ambassador for Christ? Do you take the ministry of reconciliation seriously? Paul said, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Will you very gladly spend and be spent for others? Well, those are the six things that I have here. What place does our Christianity have in our inner man and in our hearts? What is our view of sin? What are our thoughts about Jesus Christ? What kind of fruit does our Christianity produce in our hearts and in our lives? Is your time with the Lord a delight? And are you concerned about the lost? Well, God bless you. That'll give you some things to meditate on, hopefully to be an inspiration to you. Thank you for calling in, and Lord willing, we'll finish this series tomorrow. And I just hope you have a great day. I hope you have a godly day, a day with the Lord, and that he gives you grace in your life to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world.